Is developing some faith now.
Why should
then
faith in the
One is, we are living on the level of body. Second one, we should thoroughly understand our originality, that is soul.
Believe what you believe.
No? Because now we come almost to top.
That is definitely going to help.
In that one last run. Afterwards is love of God. Then there is no problem.
If I don't
till bhava, we have problems.
Will become angry with me.
Okay, now we are coming from the first one. First round, we have the faith. But we have two possibilities. One is considering ourselves as the body. Isn't it? And parallel we are going on the soul level.
Arjuna had the faith.
Body means it's okay, everybody is talking, everybody is telling something, we have the faith. We are developing like
that.
But on the level of soul, what all the activities we have?
Give your pass.
What all the
thinking, feeling, willing.
Thinking, willing, feeling. This is very, very important, note it down. I'm going to ask this one again and again and again. Thinking, feeling, willing. So on the level of the soul, now after getting the faith, what we are doing?
That's why what Krishna is telling.
We are feeling, we are thinking, we are willing. What is your thinking? First, what is your feeling? First comes the feel, something is there, the fan is turned on. We are feeling cool, we are feeling breeze, isn't it? First comes feeling. You develop some faith. What is your feeling?
But at least we should.
Some happiness, okay, yes, correct. Some doubts are cleared. We feel elated. Isn't it?
We may not.
Then what we'll do? After feeling, what we do?
Isn't it?
Feeling.
Once we realize.
Thinking and willing, you know the difference between thinking and willing? Is it both the same or different? Thinking and willing. Thinking what? Thinking depending upon what you are feeling. You are thinking, oh, it's very nice, man is very cool. Then which company's fan is this one? How big the fan is? We are thinking about that one, huh?
That is our
then we are willing.
You
say anything better than fan?
Krishna wants everyone.
If I get AC, really it will be very, very wonderful, isn't it? That's the willing.
Supreme.
Do you understand the difference between
Father,
thinking and the willing? Feeling, everybody understands. We got the faith
so
now.
Krishna wants all of us.
Isn't it? We come to the first rung of the ladder.
All of us have the faith that
we are feeling something happy.
Krishna's.
We are happy. We are feeling happiness. Then we are thinking. How best I can attend the classes. How best I can develop more and more faith in Krishna. Then what you are going to will?
Love.
I want to become a millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire or a I want to become devotee of Krishna. What is your will?
Service.
You understand the difference? A materialist person can also feel, it's very, very nice. He can think, using this one, I want to make my life happy. Isn't it?
You and me.
We have the choice now.
You.
No one is compelled.
No faith. We have to develop this.
Isn't it? And then we have to will. I want to become
so
very famous person. I want to get 1,300 crores. I should get a billionaire, number one richest person in the world. Otherwise we can think, we can will. How best I can become a pure devotee, then I can please my Guru and Krishna.
And
Now we are going parallel here, please understand. Last class itself, I explained you, we are going parallel. Huh? And same ladder, we are going parallelly. Isn't it? Then we are developing, after faith, what is coming? Association. We want to associate. Isn't it? In association also we have some feeling.
That it is also competent.
Then thinking, then we are willing. We have to understand these two. Feeling, willing, thinking. These are for both people, materialists as well as for devotees. After the association, anartha nivritti. This is the point, very, very important, a crucial point. Anartha nivritti. There is difference between the materialists as well as devotees here. Isn't it? For materialists, what are the anartha nivritti? For materialists, anartha nivritti, they don't want. Anartha. They want anarthas. For? To become millionaires. Materialists. Isn't it? They want to become egoistic. He wants to become number one. He does not want to face any defeat. He wants to be victorious all the time. No one can challenge him. Isn't it? So he doesn't like against all these things. He wants to.
So the problem and solution now both lying in the
devotee side. It's just opposite. If you have the graph, origin is there, 0 point, the plus, origin. The upper side, that is positive.
Because of our?
Below, that is completely negative. 1, 3, 4, 5, plus, plus, plus. Here, 1, 3, 4, 5, minus, 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 minus. The positive people, those who are materialists, they think positively. How best I can enjoy this material world positively. The devotees, they do not want to have all this, they want to curb all this. They come negative side. I have this much material desires. Now that is getting decreased. Next you said means?
I want.
Minus 1 is bigger or minus 3 is bigger? Which is bigger, minus 3 or minus 1?
Father, minus 1 is bigger. We are going
just opposite. Plus 1 is bigger or plus 3 is bigger? Plus 3. Is correct?
First of all, we should have.
You did even the trigonometry, that's this and that. Graph. All silver teacups.
Everybody all come across this one.
All silver teacups.
They have some specific.
There also we'll find. Even in engineering. What is that one? The first angle, second angle. What is that even?
Everyone is important.
No.
Everyone.
The view.
Reject it.
What's the first angle projection? Okay, correct. The elevation, plan, side views. So we have positive and negatives.
As important.
But devotees, they become all humble.
Significant.
They try to eliminate all the unwanted things. Unwanted means what all? Belonging to this material world, they are anarthas. The positives of the materialists, each and everything that belongs to this material world, they want to procure that one.
It's not necessary.
They want to grab that one. They want to collect that one.
At least this we have the understood to understand Krishna is complete and perfect.
Anything that belongs to this material world, they want to have that one.
To realize what we have.
But the negative side, the devotees, they want to become humble. They do not want to get attached to anything that belongs to this material world.
So having
this is the anartha nivritti. We can check if you ourselves.
Ask, can I do
each year we are celebrating each function.
Can I do Navaratri?
So now is going to come Narasimha Chaturthi.
Can I take the prasad?
I don't know which date is that one. The next now Sri Rama Navami. The next festival is Sri Rama. That is next month.
You
next
have
week
not yet come to the
next, sir. This coming Sunday, next Sunday. Isn't it? Every year we do Sri Ramanavami. What is the use of doing every year that part? Huh? It's not funny? Why we have to celebrate every year Sri Ramanavami?
It is not necessary.
Because we want to check ourselves. How much anarthas are gone from us?
They celebrate. But if
it's not just a funny like having new dresses and eating very fantastic political dishes. That's not the Vaishnava. We have to check ourselves. How best we eradicate all unwanted habits, anarthas. Isn't it?
The mature Vaishnava
but don't live like that. The material age, they will see how best we can enjoy this Sri Ramanavami. How best they can enjoy next year Sri Ramanavami. Am I correct or not? Like that only now Diwali and all can go
into
the Vaishnava. They completely forgot God.
That's okay.
They want to enjoy.
But we cannot go in negative.
More and more each year.
Isn't it?
So like this one, anartha is a good thing. Then what happens? Determination. I want to do this very, very nice. Huh? Every year I want to celebrate Sri Ramanavami. Every year I want to enjoy Sri Ramanavami.
Then they don't come to us.
Mister.
You cannot make.
We do not want to miss the function.
Isn't it?
Then comes to
so we cannot say
taste.
That,
huh? It's very, very nice.
It's not necessary.
Isn't it? Taste in both. One is positive taste, another is negative taste. Negative taste is positive where?
Can you understand?
Negative taste, now we have been talking about, that becomes positive where?
Spiritual.
If you having devotional service, the negative taste becomes positive taste. The same thing for materialists, they are having the positive taste. That becomes negative taste. When?
I want to cure your soul.
When they become disappointed. When they lose that one. At last, at least, at the end of his life, at least. Isn't it? All the things, how much you enjoy materially, you are going to lose that one, at least, if not before your death, at least, at the time of giving up our bodies. Isn't it? That's the taste. Then what happening? The taste is enhanced, dog sakti.
I remember even Ambika Mataji was asking me for
the taste is awesome. I want to do more. It's very, very nice. Isn't it? It's very, very good to go to club, spending time, recreation club, meeting different people. How nice it is.
He absorbed poison for
the same thing, the but devotees, oh, it's very, very nice today, that's Sunday. Sunday means we have to go to temple. Very nice programs.
So
the bhajans, kirtans, dances, feasting,
the purpose we have
chanting, dancing, feasting.
Like
so nice. You can hear about Krishna. You can develop faith in Krishna.
We should also try to help.
Isn't it?
Just like this week class. We are having here.
This is the material, these are devotees.
Like
the asakti. If that asakti is enhanced further,
faith in
then we
Krishna,
will have
the supreme
bhava.
Specifically mentioned
In asakti, supreme, sorry, Krishna, I forgot about this feeling and thinking and all. In asakti, what we are having? That's asakti, we want to do more and more and more. What is the
we can go back home, back to God.
That is? Willing. We have to will. I want to do more.
Isn't it? So now
thinking means, I do not want to miss this one next week.
I don't need anyone here.
This is very, very nice coming to this place.
Where is this one?
Huh? I did not want to miss this one.
The statement is coming, Saranagati.
Isn't it?
Saranagati.
At the time of Ramayana, I was in Bombay. Ramayana, very first Ramayana, so I do not remember the names. When it starts,
I need not go to Saranagati.
All the roads are silent and no vehicle moving in the road.
Cruel.
Bombay complete.
He's not doing anything for me.
I don't know about the rest of this one. Complete. Ramayana is this much. Even at the time we had Pune Yatra. In Pune Yatra also, everybody, even our Guru Maharaj was also watching. Ramayana on TV. But that was in Hindi. Somebody translating. So nice, that is captivating. Isn't it? That is we are feeling. One thing, I do not want to miss this one.
Yes.
I want to become like Rama. I want to become like Sita.
This is our building. Kick me out.
Anybody is willing like that one? I want to become like Rama. I do not want to
that stage.
Go against the words of my
Why
father.
Why
is he kicking?
Isn't
it? Sita also. She was in palace. She was so great. Many, many people were following.
Why is
he got married to Rama? Rama had to go to forest. She accepted that one. Anyone is there like that one now? Like Sita? I can depend on my own legs. I don't bother. You can go anywhere as you like.
Purification process is pleasant one.
This is the influence of Maya. How best you are devotion of all
souls.
We have to understand. We are nothing.
But
we are only.
If you're not feeling any pain, we will get contaminated.
If at all we are.
Pleasantly also, that's we will get contaminated.
The mercy of Krishna.
Through Guru.
Otherwise, we
are contaminated.
That we should understand.
But if you want to get purified.
If you don't understand that one, I am everything, then our bhava. Bhava means what? Bhava, how can a simple words we can understand? Bhava. Bhava is expressed through our words, through our behavior, our emotions, our feelings. This is not reciprocation. Bhava means I am expressing myself. That's the bhava. We have to understand that. Bhava means we are not considering others. We are expressing our own. That's bhava. That's why there is a chance for us to fall down. Please understand. The bhava is very good. I am expressing. I am the devotee of Krishna. I am dancing. I am doing. I am eating. So many things. I sent one message. 3 points in chanting. You remember? That's very nice one. Prabhupada time. There is the Guru Puja. Prabhupada Guru Puja was done. Been going on. That time one is very very melodious. He is singing. Everybody is. Playing rudangas, kartal, everything is very, very. Everybody is enjoying. But Prabhupada asked him to.
This we have to realize.
All gods. So everyone is stuck with wonder. So nicely this is going on.
Even
why Prabhupada is complete?
Can you appear for your examination?
Isn't it? And then he asked one sannyasi. You please continue. There, what we have to see in that one?
You have that face.
There is no our emotions to show.
This is a dilemma.
We have to show off our
bhakti
love. Yeme bhakti.
Yes, once you study your subject.
The love.
Easily.
That is important.
The subject.
I am singing for my own pleasure. Let us,
for
our pleasure, let us sing, dance.
Then that's no good. Confidence.
That's
the thing. Depend upon
you understand the point? Anything that we are doing that should please our Guru, and Krishna. Not for our own pleasure we cannot. In Dhava we can do like that, for our own pleasure.
Easily solving all your problems.
The bhava is we are expressing our own feeling, willing, our emotions.
We are not the?
Huh?
We are not the?
How best they
are.
Isn't it? Everybody say something, but they want to dominate them, and he wants to express. Bhava. Everyone please understand, many has the bhava, but there is no bhakti. Love is not there.
We are trying to learn the subject matter.
The love is we are going to see next class, next week. The bhava is very, very important. Now anyone who is singing, you are watching some pictures. Cinema. In that one, everybody is singing. Hero singing, heroine singing, villain is singing, comedian is also singing. They are all in bhava. They are expressing their feelings.
Isn't it?
That one is captivated by all the people nowadays. You can see everywhere, all the 24 hours cine songs. No one is watching devotional songs. When I was a child, in all radio stations and all, every Saturday, they have to play Suprabhada, Venkatesa Suprabhada. Sri Venkatesa Charanam Saranam Prapadye. Nowadays, I don't think so. Any station, radio station is playing that. I don't know. Isn't it? So all gone. Everything for our own merry. Our own pleasure. I am only. They don't even think of me. Then how we can think of Krishna?
Try to become intimate in the hands of Krishna.
The bhava is good, provided that bhava is pleasing Krishna. The same feeling bhava is pleasing us, is for our pleasure, then it is dangerous. This we can see in the serving, devotional service. In that one, everybody, if they do, for they won't pleasure, I am so best, I am doing all these things.
You understand?
Then that is not pleasing Krishna. I am doing everything to please to whom I am serving. Many people, they want to serve as they like, but they do not want to serve as to whom we are serving.
You are working, you are getting some fruits.
You understand? We have to change this attitude.
Making your purpose.
This is the last rung in the ladder.
Purpose is served.
Then we are going to get into love of God. That's we are going beyond the ladder.
Purpose is good.
That's next week. This week we have to understand that our what a feeling. What we feel, that only we are going to exhibit.
Last day you are getting 25,000, sir. This day you are getting 5,000.
At least if he is feeling something and he is exhibiting something else, which is not a genuine person, he is a cunning person. Just like Shakuni.
Trying to become.
Shakuni wanted to help actually.
An instrument.
His sister, brother-in-law, and his nephews. And the nephews are not very, very happy. Yes, my uncle is doing so nicely, what all I wanted. Duryodhana is thinking like that. No, my uncle is very, very nice. Anything I want to know, now I am going to ask only my uncle. No one else. I don't like anyone. Bhishma is not good. Bhishma is not fulfilling my desires. So it is better not to go to Bhishma. My uncle, Sakuni, is very, very nice. He is fulfilling all my desires.
What is this? This is
it. Isn't it? So what happened each time? Duryodhana is getting his nose cut. Isn't it? Not a single time he was happy. So that arose to go against Pandavas more and more and more.
Forget all these ideas.
Isn't it?
Try to act.
So, the point is, the junction is anartha nivritti. You don't know? In anartha nivritti, we have to curb all that is obstructing to our devotional service. If that is favoring to our material progress, prosperous, prosperity, then we lose. So anartha nivritti is very, very important. Please understand. If we don't curb which are not favorable for devotional service, to please Krishna, to please Guru, to please Vaishnavas, then our foundation is not good. For a building, for a beautiful building, whether it is one story, two story, or skyscraper, the foundation should be proper enough, perfect. The foundation only we can see, the faith, association, and then anartha nivritti. Anartha nivritti is not seen, no? Your faith, no one can tell what is your faith. No one can say how best you are associating, as he was telling. I am associating. But if you don't know how much association means, we have to accept something and implement in our lives. That is also not seen. Anartha nivritti is also not seen. Even foundation has changed. But we can see only the building. The building is how determined you are.
What is the saying?
How you got the taste? How you got the asakti?
Meaning?
How you are expressing your feeling now? Bhava.
Saying comes from.
Isn't it? The foundation is just think of anartha nivritti. Each and everyone who is coming to this class, it should become very, very perfect. How we can become perfect? All the unwanted things should be curbed. That should not be there. That should not exist in our heart. Our action should please Guru and Krishna. Our sadhana should be very, very perfect, attentive.
Does everything
to please Krishna.
According to,
isn't it? Try to do our sadhana nicely. Otherwise, it's very, very difficult.
Otherwise, insane.
What they're telling, we are giving some coaches, sir. What is the plan?
The insanity.
Personality development. Building personality.
Become sane.
This and all, at last, that is going to disappoint us. But here, in our ISKCON, in this process, this anartha nivritti, it takes place very nicely. Two words.
So we should also, Jesus should also
Krishna.
Like saint.
So there is very nice thing in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Can anyone tell regarding this Chaitanya Charitamrita? What is that I wanted to tell now?
Association.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is one thing. It's the seed. The Guru is actually sowing the seed within the heart of a disciple. That is actual initiation. That is getting connected to Krishna. But the disciple, he has to take care of that creeper. Water it nicely. Sufficiently. That's what? That is our sadhana. That is our sadhana means chanting, following four agreed principles. Follow the four agreed principles or anartha asana.
You are seen.
It never exists within our heart.
Acharya is also happy.
And then, if Tulasi Arti Tanna
Pensas. Acharya is unhappy. Unhappy.
Isn't it?
Man.
If you follow the Tanna Pensas.
We are unhappy. Happy.
All our anarthas are gone. We will never aspire for material prosperity. We will go for devotional service with love and devotion to please Guru and Krishna.
If you have something in your pocket,
Bhava.
Bhava
is expressing. How we can express it? We should
empty.
Have the good how will. I want to become a pure devotee. If I am not pure, I am cheating myself. That we should understand. If you are not pure, then you are cheating yourself. If you are pure, you are benefiting yourself, you are giving the benefit to others. and you are praising Krishna.
You can extend your hand for others.
You are crossing over all impediments, hurdles in your life. So this is the thing, yeah? That's why we have to become pure. Pure means devotionally, not materially.
For his guru at all. He has the faith, but he has not realized
that Krishna can take care of us.
It doesn't mean that you will not get
realized. Please understand.
This thing what we are telling.
So how best we do our sadhana, that is our bhava. According to our bhava, we do our chanting. Right? If our bhava is not good, then we cannot do chanting, cannot please Krishna. We cannot do any good for ourselves.
What is the use of the lens?
Please understand, no? If you cheat others, if you accumulate
some
opulence, you are going to get the same thing back to you. That's coming back to you. Is there anything in this material world you do that is going to come upon you the same way? Anything that you are going to do here devotionally that is going to relieve you from you, that is going to relieve you from this material world. You want to get back what you would do? How you are going to cheat others? You will also get cheated. That's why I'm telling, try to see the hidden end of Krishna. You already did that thing, huh? Lokabandhu already slapped on the cheeks of someone else. That's why today Sridharita slapped on the cheek of Lokabandhu. If Lokabandhu sees the hidden end of Krishna, yes, I have to thank Sridharita. He slapped on me. He relieved me from my sinful reactions. I'm thankful to him. I'm free from my sinful action.
One who is
not nice, always think positively. Don't think negatively. If you think negatively, you are going to get negative action. That's why I want to this case studies. This case studies. I'm very happy with seeing this Prabhu and that Mataji. There are so many people. Even Anuradha Mataji also, she was telling about, she was waiting for the sister to get corrected. So nicely, I'm very happy. You're also happy now? Mataji, you're also happy now? What's happening in your office?
The same thing.
So how best Krishna is helping us? That we do not want to take that. We cannot want to accept that one. What is the blessings, sir?
You may not
blessings are given?
But you are telling the same thing.
Blessings are given? Is it correct? Blessings are given. Please bless me, we ask you so many times. Mother, please bless me. Father, please bless me. Oh, elderly brother, please bless me. Blessings are given? What are the blessings?
Realize you are not
blessings, sir?
But you are following.
Accepted. Blessings never be given. Those who are given, they are cheaters. No one can give blessings. That's not possible.
But
if they possess the mercy of Krishna, then only they can give. And even the person who is obtaining that one, he should accept that one. Blessings are the words, the instructions. Blessings are not given.
You understand?
Blessings are accepted.
Miss
your please understand. You don't ask for blessings. Many people ask, please bless me. It's not mesmerism, by blessing you are going to become perfect. Blessings are accepted. Yes, I do like this. I'll become like this then.
Even in my life, it has so happened.
There's so many things we can understand. This is not taught in our school academic years. Subjects we cannot find. This is because of Prabhupada. Prabhupada sacrificed his life. He realized the truth. That's why he is imparting that knowledge to us.
Minimum 60 times.
So we should also realize these points, the statements, the injunctions. Otherwise we cannot get. He's not given by Prabhupada. We have to accept from Prabhupada.
That is blessing. You can commit yourself.
Huh? If you don't accept, what is the use? Just by coming, going, you cannot get any benefit. Unless we don't accept that truth, implement in our lives, we don't get the peace.
What we are doing,
isn't it? So please, everybody should understand. You have to do your sadhana nicely. You have to win the heart of Krishna.
Sadhana is for our purification.
So Krishna will do everything for us. We need not do.
We may sometimes.
Ananya chintayato mam yena paripasati. Tesham nityabha yuktanam yoga kshema.
Today I am able to do all my 16 rounds due to some other activity.
This everyone, each and everyone of you should realize this point. You are not the doer. You are the only person to please Krishna. Then Krishna will get everything, what all you want for your progress in your spiritual life.
Huh?
You understand? You are not going to achieve anything.
This is our system.
Krishna will make you to achieve all these things. Arjuna is not that much
Arjuna.
But Krishna made him like that. Without the mercy of Krishna, he cannot do. He could not even take care of the pains of Krishna in Dwarka.
Why the ladies for the
ladies? Then only he is also realized, I am not the doer. Krishna is the one to do. I am just an instrument in his hand.
Loss of nature.
So this is the truth that we are not the doers, we are the instruments in the hands of Krishna.
More than
don't try to achieve anything. Try to achieve only one thing, to win the heart of Krishna.
Surrender to Krishna.
Huh? Duryodhana wanted the Narayana Sena. So many things. View Sena. But Arjuna, very simple. Krishna, I want you only. Arjuna won the heart of Krishna. But Duryodhana could not win the heart of Krishna. As he got so much army, big army,
this next
he was defeated.
Demigods.
Arjuna was victorious.
Demigods also.
These are not concocted stories. This is the history. Happened. This is the evidence for our purification.
Devotees.
How best we have to change our lifestyle. It is not that signboard showing. Change your lifestyle. That's not going to really change our lifestyle towards
what
Krishna.
Life you want to live? Life.
Towards our benefit.
If you live,
that is going to change towards hell.
But if you access spiritual
life, anything connected to Krishna is perfect. Anything not connected to Krishna is imperfect.
So this you have to tell that very nice.
We should stand on perfect side. We cannot cut the relationship with Krishna. That is not possible. We are not just a part of Krishna. We are part and parcel of Krishna.
Compassion.
Isn't it? Everybody follow like this one? At any instance, don't forget Krishna. Even you are in a calamity, think of Krishna. Who is telling that one?
Sratha is?
Who is Kunti Maharani? Oh my dear Krishna, you give all the problems to me. Then only I can remember you. Yeah, but which point is important?
Traders.
Remembering Krishna even at the cost of accepting problems.
The guidance given to you by someone, the guide.
Point is not accepting problems. The point is to remember Krishna. How best you can remember if there is any happiness? You are not remembering. So what we are asking?
Love for Krishna, Krishna.
I want to
means
remember
that you.
You
should have the love for
in happiness. Part, I cannot. Even you can give me problems. No problem. The problems also actually we are not going to burn that one. So what Krishna is going to bear it? So that's nice Krishna.
Liking is what?
No one is as good as Krishna. No one is the best friend of us.
Love.
Except Krishna. Not even the wife. Not even the husband. Not even the children. But Krishna, he cannot deviate.
Krishna is not a single person. Krishna is including
all. So we should develop that much faith.
Love everyone.
Our bhava. We can express blindly. He
explained very nicely what is love and what is lust.
We expose ourselves.
Prema comes.
That's also not going to.
So we get confused in that
way. If I express feelings to please Krishna,
all that,
that becomes
I can use that love. Love for your pleasure, for your benefit.
For our own pleasure, for our name, fame, prestige.
Plus
do something,
whatever you have, I want to take everything from my pleasure. What all you
there are so many
my pleasure, that is
compartments filled for the dozen of Tirupati, Balaji.
Somewhere
other I jumped over all the compartments and I saw the dozen of Balaji.
Isn't it?
Not so nice, no?
I'm
the first person to have the dasana of Balaji.
You cannot say that he likes only Krishna.
It's nice.
He dislikes everyone.
Which is better?
That is the Krishna consciousness.
Huh?
Balaji.
Isn't it?
Better Balaji Swami.
Thorough understanding.
Huh? I saw Balaji, but I don't know whether Balaji has seen me.
Negates you. I don't know.
Which is better? I saw Balaji is better. Balaji has seen me. Which is better? So we should be like that one, na?
That's why I'm telling you. You cannot.
The Baba is. You cannot say expressing my Baba, my love for Krishna. That's not single. But
even
Krishna
Prabhupada also brought so many people to those who left.
He is acceptable,
isn't it?
And
if they are not following that's the Lord Prabhupada is telling, then only Prabhupada could not help them.
So in this way. We have to develop.
That's the only Krishna.
Very, very nice. Rupa Goswami has given us this one, na?
You for the king,
the Bhakti Lata, sorry, Chaitanya Charitamrita.
People are coming behind him.
In that one, the Guru shows the
king is
seed.
Person.
The disciple has to take care of the
state. The state is so high, no?
By chanting, doing his sadhana.
So many people.
The creeper, the grows, they go up, 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 up and touches the
isn't
it? Universe.
Is not alone.
The shell.
Huh?
And that pierce through that one and go to
so that's not the Krishna consciousness.
Vaikuntha Loka,
which
the topmost,
what are we here?
Goloka Vrindavana, and that one falls at the lotus feet of Krishna.
Any distribution.
Then that gives birds,
yes, we cannot say that
flowers, birds, and
when
fruits.
You are doing Ganesha,
Krishna can enjoy.
That's we cannot say.
Isn't it? So this
so
way we have
people,
to take care of.
They have faith in Ganesha.
As though we are here in
so
this material world,
from Ganesha,
we can get
we
the fruits of spiritual world.
But you have to give
if you try to get the fruits of this material world, that is not permanent. You may enjoy for some time, but at the end of giving up of body, nothing is going to come. Nothing is going to come.
He loves everyone. He feels others' pain as his own.
Moreover, we are wasting our human form of body. We are sure not going to get a human body next birth.
So Father,
because
told
we misuse.
We have to associate with saying
anything is misused. Cannot be taken back.
Also.
Help you. Look before you. So this is very, very important. Everything is falling in time. So time is also very, very important. How best I can spend this time, this fraction of moment. How best I can please Krishna. Otherwise we are pleasing Maya. We are pleasing ourselves. We are trying to please ourselves. That's not good. Those who are coming to ISKCON, those who are accepting Krishna consciousness, those who are accepting Bhagavad Gita as it is, they are really very, 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 very special persons. They are not like ordinary persons. They are always happy. They can give the happiness to others. They can correct others. They can do anything.
Sai Baba is not
so that others become happy.
Without the mercy of Krishna, Sai Baba can do all these things.
In turn,
and Krishna is Sai Baba is doing all these things.
One who gives happiness to Krishna,
is not
his life is all successful. How many people you want to give pleasure to Krishna?
Krishna is telling you that
if you want to give pleasure to Krishna, you don't see pleasure.
Krishna.
You don't try to seek your own pleasure.
Even
then only Krishna is bliss.
How Sai Baba can do all these things?
Then what will happen? If I am bereft of my pleasure, what will happen? I cannot sustain for a longer time. Yes, you are telling something, Mata. I'm sorry, I could not hear.
Isn't it? So the designs of all
people in turn, if Krishna is pleased, Krishna will reciprocate their approach to us. If you directly seek pleasure, that is not going to stay longer.
So
if you please Krishna, in turn Krishna is reciprocating that love, that pleasure to us. That will permanent. That's permanent thing. We are not going to lose that one. Don't try to seek directly. Seek from Krishna by winning the heart of Krishna.
Krishna never neglects.
This is the art of winning the heart of Krishna.
Fulfill that.
Is that nice?
He created.
So this way, we should understand. As though we got this human body,
without sanction,
should
not nothing can take place. This statement we cannot forget.
Our duty is to Krishna, win Sai the Baba heart of Krishna. The Krishna is within our hearts.
Sai Baba, follow it comes to us.
Isn't it?
Oh, what
Krishna should also retain me in his
consciousness is very good for me.
Krishna said, my devotees are in my heart. I am in their hearts.
Very good.
But then that is
reciprocation.
Otherwise, it's not
possible.
As so we have all the appliances, we don't have Krishna. We have nothing.
That's not necessary.
We don't have all appliances. But we have Krishna. We have everything.
We have to make them understand
what is it
what
mean?
Is the difference between the
we
body
have
and soul.
Everything.
You should no give Krishna. Importance for the
if
soul.
We have nothing.
Not for the
how can understand it? We are telling we have everything.
The soul is all perfect.
There is no Krishna. We have nothing. What does it mean?
There only the preaching comes.
What does it mean?
You cannot negate them. You fool, you are going to Sai Baba. Don't talk to
no, that's not the correct answer.
It's not
I'm telling you again now.
It's not the way that
we have everything.
Child, Krishna's child.
One moment. We have everything and no Krishna.
If you say that from no
then we say
Krishna will shed tears.
You have nothing. You are telling
it's not
they are not connected to Krishna.
Son,
that's an uncleared answer.
You understand now? That's why we should get perfect for
what are first. The things we have that is not going to benefit us? They are not beneficial for us.
Why so many brahmanas?
They are detrimental
they
for us.
For Sai Baba.
For us means for our soul. We
the
are soul.
Brahmanas,
souls.
They were not.
They are detrimental. That's not beneficial.
Not guided properly. To
but Krishna
the
is there.
But Sai Baba is ready.
I have nothing.
To
I have no detrimental.
That's
I have everything positive. I have Krishna.
The problem is
I have all this material appliances.
The preachers.
That is actually. Implements for progress in Krishna consciousness.
You cannot understand what is Krishna consciousness. Krishna is everything.
Try to win the heart of Krishna. Try to obey the injunctions
is
of
it?
Krishna.
What is that?
Sarva dharma
pari tyaja parsadam.
Mam ekam saranam
najati santram saranam.
Moksha
ishyam
masucha.
Our
bhava is good provided if that is pleasing
is coming with all
that bhava is not personal. Meant for our
as
own pleasure.
Huh?
So then
the king comes,
that becomes
the comes.
Love,
so this comes. Ministers
prema.
Come.
That one we are going to see next class. So Hare Krishna, if anybody has any doubt or clarification,
today,
come forward.
Today only. Today only is coming to Madurai and then Kerala also is going.
today.
But you get the fruits of both spiritual foundations today.
It's not allowed.
He already told. If you accept a guru, guru will sow the seed in your heart.
So Krishna then you have consciousness to maintain. Cannot be understood on our own.
That's
unless
going to
Krishna
grow. That touches spiritual world. There it going to fruit, gives the fruits.
So
you are going to make the
cannot
fruits.
Blame
then take
suffer.
Care of that one. Our best, you are molding your lifestyle.
That's why I'm telling you, you cannot blame even our past piece of materials.
Spiritual world.
You may be a vimalanter, you may be a meat-eater, cannot blame
the Christian people in the church, they make chicken and all as prasadam.
That's not
prasadam. That's not prasadam.
Why you got this idea? Why you are asking this question? You are not at all related to Christianity.
Cannot find fault.
Isn't it? Because Krishna why not give chance to others, those who can give better questions? Why you are thinking of, now you are talking about very nice things. Why you are putting some sand in the sweet rice? Sweet rice.
Isn't it?
Why think of chicken? This is going to spoil our mood now.
We don't.
Why you want to ask this question? You know the answer actually.
This is also prasadam.
That's not prasadam. Prasadam is the ministry of Krishna. Prasadam is the sin. Krishna, you are offering idli, dosa, chapati. It has full of sins. The grains and all, you are getting stopped killing any. Worms and all, we cannot get the grains. We are getting the wonderful of sin. Like we are offering Krishna. Krishna accepted that one. He's purifying that one. Then only it is called prasadam.
I will too.
You are offering chicken, eggs. That is not prasadam. Krishna will never accept that one. It is going to become prasadam.
I got all kinds of.
That's only the sin. So that's not called prasadam.
We have to beg.
You understand? Anything means prasadam means there is mercy. Mercy means there is no sin at all. It is completely purified. And this is enjoyed by even Krishna. The remnants of Krishna. That is prasadam.
Bending down.
Okay?
With all my quality.
Don't change the mood of all others also. Yes, anyone else?
But we cannot have that much.
So many. What do you think about the other religion? I read the Quran. I read the all scriptures, Quran, in Sikhism, Guru Granth Sahib, in Krishna, in Genesis, the old version, new version. So what do you think about that?
My thinking is nothing. I need not think of all these things. I don't want to waste time. But if you understand, you went to school, you did your studies in a school. Is there only one class or there are different levels of standards?
Different levels.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Like that one, the university is also like that. It's a school.
Okay.
It is also a hospital. It is also a jail. In so many ways, Krishna created this beautiful, wonderful, inconceivable world. So in that one, different levels of people, different levels of faith of God.
Okay.
The topmost is where you can understand the Supreme God, where you can render service to Him, where you can win the heart of Krishna. That is the topmost. In Christianity, if they can teach you, Krishna is the Supreme.
So Krishna, you have to love Krishna.
You have to win the heart of Krishna. That is also teach.
Don't blame.
There is no difference. In second standard, the entirely the subject matters are different. In eighth standard, the entirely different. Altogether, if you can come to Krishna level, there is nothing more to understand, nothing more to accept. That's the top of the saturation point. If anyone gives you saturation point, that is good, you can accept.
Guru Nanak said there is no God but Narayana is the only one God. Don't worship any avatars. Condemned all these stone worshipers. Condemned the stone worshipers. They say the only one God Narayana. Worship alone. Don't worship alone Narayana. Don't worship anything. He is no form. No, he has no form. He is Niraka. No body sitting in the clouds.
Yesterday also I explained to you, if anything is there, why you want to go through others?
I want to confuse. Even Hindu scripture says Narayana only God.
Who said?
In Narayana Sukta, I read the Vishnu Sukta, Narayana Sukta in Rig Veda.
Yeah.
So he is telling that
you read Narayana Sukta, isn't it? Is there anything better than that one? Is there any caste higher than 8th standard? Is there or not?
Sir, I think only is Narayana Sukta is better than anything. Okay, is one the better than me? Narayana Sukta is the better than me. I read the many scriptures. He is saying Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. They both are in the Swara, Parama Swara. This is saying the last end of the scripture in Narayana Sukta. They said Brahma, Sa Brahma.
So, okay, you are taking and can you able to win the heart of the God? Can you render service to Him? Can you get reciprocation from Him?
No, sir. There's no
value of going through that one.
Okay.
If you are going to a doctor for your cure, and if the doctor giving you some medicine and it is not giving you the cure, it is not curing you your disease, what is the point of going to the doctor? Why don't you accept the God Himself is telling Bhagavad Gita. The others and all, they are speaking. They are not the God. No one can declare that one. Huh? Guru Nanak cannot declare that he is the God.
Okay.
Yeah, his words also not we need not rely on.
He is the Guru. Guru Nanak is the Guru.
He is the Guru only.
Yeah.
But he has to show who is God.
Yeah, he is saying Narayana is the God.
Okay. Then Narayana, what about Narayana?
He said don't worship anything. Worship alone Narayana.
You see,
he is no form.
He is telling a Guru. Guru means there are different levels of Gurus.
Yeah.
The Guru is one who can give you who is real God. How to love Him, how to win His heart, how you can get the reciprocation from God.
Okay.
He has given the Narayana can do all these things.
Yeah.
Can you win the heart of Narayana?
Because
is there anything that Guru Nanak told you?
No.
Then, where something is giving you all in clear cut, why you don't accept that one?
Okay.
If you don't accept that one, you are really not that much intelligent. Isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's not giving clear cut. Yes, Narayana, we accept Narayana.
Mm-hmm.
Can I love Narayana? Can he reciprocate to me?
Okay.
Can he give the realization? How the creation has happened? So, why you? Now we are giving you the best thing. Why don't you accept?
Even Krishna said, is worship Narayana.
Who
Krishna
said?
Is Narayana. But is there anything separate from
there
Krishna?
There is difference
Narayana,
between Narayana and Krishna as though Narayana coming from Krishna.
There is no evidence.
Please understand, as though Narayana is coming from Krishna, we can consider Narayana as Krishna. There is difference from Narayana and Krishna.
Okay.
Yesterday only I explained you what is Achinta, Bheda, Abheda, Tattva.
Okay.
In one angle, Narayana and Krishna same.
Okay.
In another angle, there is difference.
Okay.
We should understand both. So Narayana is coming from Krishna, but Krishna is not coming from Narayana. That's the difference. We should understand.
Okay, I final question. What do you think about all the world?
Why you are asking me what I am thinking? I am not the person to think. I am not like Guru Nanak. You are telling me some statements. I don't give any statements.
Because
I will give only the statements from Bhagavad Gita.
Okay.
I don't create my own.
I believe in Bhagavad Gita, sir. I believe 100% in Bhagavad Gita. I believe. So because I have so many questions, so that's why I am asking for many questions.
You have not read Bhagavad Gita as it is. You must have read so many Bhagavad Gitas of others. That's the problem.
Okay, a final last question, sir.
Yes.
What do you think about...
Again, you are asking, why I should think?
Okay,
If I think something, I am fooling you.
Okay.
I am cheating you.
Okay,
I don't want to think on my own. I am only realized. What I realize, that only I am going to tell.
Okay.
I don't think of all
to others. Iska, sir. Okay?
Yes.
According to Iska. What is the 14 worlds destruction after that? God is alone. Right? 14 was destruction
that
one day.
That time Brahma
in
is going to sleep.
Yeah, Mahakalpa is destruction every 14 words. God is alone. Where is Jivatma living?
Jivatma and all they are going to get inside.
Okay.
The Karnodaka Sai Vishnu.
Okay. She is Nirakara or Sagam?
The person, why you are bothered about Nirakar or Nishwana?
Okay, because
if he is going to be in something, means if he has no form, okay, how they are going to exist in that form?
I believe both way.
I don't want what you believe.
Okay, okay.
That is not my important point. Okay, I do not want to accept your beliefs.
Okay, 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 sir.
Okay. But I am trying to give you what you are supposed to believe.
Because I
that
believe
you are not accepting.
Because I believe oneness, sir.
Well, how you can believe something?
Because there is no heaven, no
you
yet,
should understand
no because
as you were born, you have four defects.
Okay.
You have four defects. Okay, the first point is your senses are not perfect.
Okay, sir.
Second one, because you have no senses, perfect senses,
okay,
anything that you think or feel or do, that is
good. I am not insulting anything, sir. Just I am asking the question.
You are not understanding my...
Okay, sir.
Because of your imperfect senses,
okay,
anything that you do, that is imperfect only.
Okay.
To cover up your imperfect, you are going to cheat others.
Okay, okay.
At last, we are all illusioned by Maya. We are in three modes. Because of the four defects, anything that you feel, you say, you believe, that need not be the absolute truth. Unless or otherwise you don't come out from these four defects, you cannot even speak the truth.
Okay.
You cannot even tell. You cannot do anything perfectly.
Okay, okay.
So, you what you think is not bothering me.
Okay, okay.
I want, first of all, you should come out from these four defects.
Okay, okay. Because I believe in gurus. So that's
you are believing, again I'm telling you, you are within the four defects.
Okay, sir.
Having the four defects, you are thinking, you are feeling guru. You want to listen to the guru.
Yeah, I believe in Adi Shankara, I believe in Ramanuja.
That's the thing I'm telling you. Because unless or otherwise you don't come out from these four defects,
okay,
you cannot pinpoint which is correct, which is perfect.
Okay.
So, I'm not going to tell that Adi Shankaracharya is wrong. Because he actually helped us. Adi Shankaracharya is none other than Lord Shiva. Lord
Shiva. He said Shankara Narayana Ekaka.
There is
better
you come some other time.
Okay.
You can discuss. During this time, I do not want to waste the time of others.
Okay, okay,
okay.
Sorry, sir.
Because you should first of all come out from the four defects.
Okay.
Then only you can understand. Huh?
Okay.
So I don't want to waste the other time, the time of other people also. Okay? You can come to any time to me,
okay,
then I can clearly explain you.
Okay, sir,
but this time I do not want to, huh?
Okay.
You are not only one audience, I have so many. Huh?
Okay, thank you, sir.
So if anyone has any doubt, please, sir. Now we have some birthday celebration, no? Isn't it? Today we have some birthday celebration, cake cutting ceremony also. So is there any doubt clarification? No doubt clarification, is it? Yes. You should ask the question so that one that is not going to benefit you only, it should benefit all others. Huh? Those who are asking questions, those who are answering that one, those who are hearing, all should get benefit.
Asaktis, you were telling. You were telling more willing.
That is enhancing your
willing.
Taste.
But bhava, it is more feeling.
More?
Feelings.
Bhava.
Bhava.
No, bhava is the expression. Your emotions.
It is both the three.
Your willing means you are not exhibiting that one. Bhava means you are exhibiting that one. What your will, what your emotions. That is exhibited, no? Through your actions, that is bhava. Bhava is not unseen. Bhava is seen. Huh? What you feel, what you want to express.
They may cry also.
They're crying also, yes. Anything. What you are exhibiting, that is the bhava. According to a bhava, you are going to exhibit that. You understand? Okay. Please try to understand thoroughly. Then only it's very nice. We cannot blindly believe anything. Try to understand. Then only you can realize also. If you thoroughly not understand, you cannot realize
truth.
Okay? So this is the bhava, our expression is not feeling, that is not felt by Krishna, then we have all the chances to fall down. So even at the stage of bhava, the person may fall down. Please understand that. Dhyayato Visayam Punsam. So at last it's going to fall down again in this material pool. Isn't it? So next stage, if you come, the bhava, we want to express our feeling, willing, thinking to please Krishna. Then we are getting on to the floor of love. There is no chance for us to follow. That we are going to take next week. Okay? If anybody has any doubt, clarification, repeat, please, this is the last time. Hey, you wanted to ask some question. You got that one answered? Achai. Okay, good. Yes.
Prabhu, Krishna is the vendor of the Bhava and the Levari Poranga. How do you feel? Bhava and the Levari.
Sorry, I cannot point in English, Tamil. If you gain the heart of Krishna, then you are not going to fall down. If you don't gain, as you are exhibiting your bhava, your feelings, that is not pleasing Krishna, then only you may fall down. If you are winning Krishna, that is not bhava, that is prema, love. Then Krishna, once he can holding your hand, you will never fall down. Huh? Till now he is not holding our hand. Till bhava is not holding our hand. When you are expressing your bhava and giving your hand, please take me back to you. Hold my hand. Then you will never. If once Krishna holding your hand, you will never fall down. Okay? Anything else? Okay? Hare Krishna. Okay.
It's emergent to the Brahman divergence.
Emergent.
Is it a Santarasa? Is it considered as a Santarasa?
Yes, neutral. Yes. But that is not permanent. Because the soul is very, very active. It is not inert. It's very, very active. Any active cannot be made inactive for a longer time. A small child, if you tie him with this rod, he cannot stay for a long time. Isn't it? He will give all the trouble to you that you are going to release him from this bondage. Am I correct? So the soul is always active. It's not inert, inactive. So in that once he is emerging, that Krishna is fulfilling their desire, that's all. But actually we don't emerge and we don't stay there for a long time. There is always natvevaham jatunasam natvam neve janadipa. You and me and all these kings were always existing. We never merge with one another. It's not possible. Forever, we're all separate entities. One is not getting emerged with another one. Only to fulfill the desire for some time they will be, and they will drop down. Now again they will fall down to this material world. They don't stay there for a longer time. You got your doubt cleared? That's not possible. To stay there, and you to the active cannot be inactive for longer. We are active, yes. No, when you merge in the impersonal Brahman, the many people that think Shankaracharya says his philosophy is that one only. We want to merge with him. That is not, there is no existence like that one. You are very active, Baba. You cannot immerse like that from Brahmajyoti. Then you have to follow. Shine Punya Matyaloka Visanti. That time is lapsed, then you have to fall down again. Okay? Okay, Hare Krishna. Yes? Bhava stage?
Oh, mic.
Are you useful?
Bhava stage? Yenna
rasa?
Yenna rasa?
This is only Bhava stage. Adi Bhava rasa. And rasa vandhi, கிருஷ்ணனுக்கு திருப்தியா இல்லவில்லை என்றால் நீ கீழே வந்துடுவேன். உன்னுடைய பாவம் அது கிருஷ்ணனுக்கு திருப்தி இல்லை என்றால் நீ கீழே வந்துடுவேன். கிருஷ்ணனுக்காக நீ ஒரு பாவம் நீ எக்ஸ்பிரஸ் பண்ணாக்கா நீ ஸ்ட்ராங்காக இருப்பேன். அது ஒரு ஸ்டேஜ், பாவா ஸ்டேஜ். அது ஒவ்வொரு ஸ்டேஜ் இருக்கு இல்லையா? ரசாஸ் பாவா ஸ்டேஜ். இது வந்து அஞ்சுன்னு சொல்றது அது லவ் ஆஃப் காட்டுக்கு வந்தால் தான், இல்லை என்றால் அதில் வராது. பாவா ஸ்டேஜில் நீ அந்த இதுக்கு போக முடியாது. ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஷிப்பு, பேட்டர்னல், கான்ஜுகல், அதெல்லாம் லவ் 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 தான். அது அது நம்ம ஸ்டேஜுக்கு பாவா ஸ்டேஜில் போக முடியாது. அது ஆனால் அங்கே போயிட்டாக்கா சர்வைட்டர்ஷிப்பு ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஸ் போயிட்டாக்கா கீழே ஒழுவே மாட்டேன். புரியுதா? பாவா ஸ்டேஜில் இருக்கும்போது அந்த லெவல் போக மாட்டேன், ஆனால் நீ கீழே விழுந்துடுவேன். புரியுதா? அதுவும் இது நீ கம்பேர் பண்ணக்கூடாது. ஓகே, கீழே புரியுதா? இது பாவா ஸ்டேஜில் நீ கீழே வேணும், ஆனால் நீ சர்வைட்டர்ஷிப். ஹூ ஹேஸ் டேக்கன் சர்வைட்டர்ஷிப்?
ஹனுமான்.
ஹனுமான் என்னைக்கு கீழே விட மாட்டேன், ஸ்ட்ராங்காக இருப்பேன் இல்லையா? பேரண்டர் வசுதேவர் தேனவ ஃபாலோ. பாபாலய விழுந்ததுக்கு இச்சம் வாக்குகள் இருக்கு. ஓகே ஓகே, ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா, தேங்க்யூ.